Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Masjid Darus Salam, Toronto, Canada. Saturday after Isha Salah at the weekly Istima of Tabligh Jamaat, 12th of February, 2011. The Infinite Blessings. Position of the followers of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Seeing the existence of Allah. Prophet of all creations. The real concern for deen. The bayan is presented by Hazrat Maulana Suleiman Qatani Shahib Damat Barakatuhu.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, in this age of dhulmat, of darkness, of ignorance, in this age which is reminiscent, reminds one of the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards a'mal, exert yourself in a'mal, never become complacent, never take your deen and your iman for granted. Why? فِتَنًا كَقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He said, fitnas are coming. Trials, tests, tribulation. And he gave the analogy and example of these fitnas. He said, like the onset of sections of a dark night. Ulama explained the significance behind this example. They say the movement or the change which occurs on a daily basis from daylight to darkness is gradual. It is secretive. There is no fixed moment or point wherein you can say that now daylight has become darkness. But stealthily, secretly, darkness encroaches upon one. So like that, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, these fitnas are coming. Stealthily, secretly, from different directions. And such will be the effect of these fitnas. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. So the person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become a kafir. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. The person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning he will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause? What will bring about such a situation? Where almost on a daily basis, people will lose their iman. He said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That my ummah will sell their deen in return for the paltry gains of this dunya. And we see in various parts of the world, sometimes due to poverty, sometimes for a plate of food or a food hamper, or for some medical assistance, or for some scholarship degree, almost on a daily basis, iman is being sold. Those who are born with miftahul jannah, with the key to jannat, those who are born with the shahadat of la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are forsaking and giving up the iman. This age in which we are living in is reminiscent of such grave warnings and prophecies of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for these type of gatherings to take place in this period, where on the nisbat of the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people from different localities, different backgrounds, gather on the basis of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only the doing of Allah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. It is Allah's tawfiq. It is His guidance. It is His acceptance. It is His choosing one. Like the poet says, مَرِي طَلَبْ بِكِسِي كِي كَرَمْ كَصَدْقَا هَيْ. یہ قدم اٹھانے ہی اٹھایا جاتا ہے. But even this desire that enters my heart to go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is no personal kamal or achievement on my part. But this is the favor of Allah. On one occasion, Dawud alayhi salam addressed Allah ta'ala and he said, كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ وَشُكْرِي لَكَ نِعْمَةً. He said, oh my Allah, how can I make your shukr? How can I express my gratitude to you? Wa shukri laka ni'ma, when even this fact that the desire has entered my heart to make your shukr, that is also your favor. So I have to make shukr for your shukr. Kaifa ashkuruka wa shukri laka ni'ma. Allah Ta'ala addressed him and said, oh Dawood, now that you have realized this, realized what? Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. That, oh people, every one of you is faqir. Every one of you is a beggar. Every one of you is totally and completely dependent on Allah. Wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. Allah alone is ghani. Allah alone is completely and totally independent of this entire creation. Hamid, worthy of all praise. Now that you have realized this, al-an shakartani, now you have made my shukr. This is the goal, the object. An insan has to realize his total and complete dependence on Allah. The sifat of abdiyat, that he is the slave of Allah. Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salam, great Nabi of Allah. What does he say? وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Whatever I have done, it is with tawfiq from Allah. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. An analogy comes to mind. There's one person, he bought some fish in the marketplace. He hires a laborer to carry it for him to his house. On the way, time for azan, time for salah comes, azan is called out. This laborer requests permission. Give me a few minutes off, I want to make my salah. This person accedes to the request. Laborer goes into the masjid. Salah takes place, people leave the masjid. Still the laborer is not coming out. So eventually this person gets upset and he shouts out, "What is keeping you in the masjid? Why don't you come out now?" So this person from inside replies and he says that that being that is keeping you out of the masjid is the one that is keeping me in the masjid. Allah's tawfiq, Allah's acceptance, Allah's choice. إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمَ بَيْنَ أُسْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the hearts of Ibn Adam are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. لا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفَعَلُ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. And no one can question Allah. These type of gatherings on the nisbat of deen in this age and hour of zulmat, ignorance and darkness. The shukr and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it is wajib. That it is His doing, it is His selection. And my respected brothers, with the reality of shukr is to carry out and to fulfill the purpose and object behind such gatherings. And we have gathered on what basis? Throughout the world such gatherings are taking place. Many, many countries. In the Arab world also, these type of gatherings are referred to as Laylatul Fikr, the night of Fikr. Those who have Indo-Pak background, we call it Shab Guzari. Many, many places in the world. In fact, even the women folk in the homes, the little children are also aware, whether it is Thursday night, like in most of the countries, or Friday night, or even Saturday night, that this night, the father won't be at home. Where will he be? He'll be at the Shab Guzari, or he'll be at the Markaz. And if somebody is asked, and by where are you going? He says, I'm going for Fikr. We are gathering for a fikr. It is the night of fikr. Unfortunately, we find that with a human being, when something is done over and over and over again, gradually with the passage of time, we tend to reduce the value of an amal so that it becomes a habit. And we are going through the motions, but the reality of it is no longer there. This term fikr, what does fikr mean? Literally it means worry. It means concern. What we have to ask ourselves is how many of us are genuinely worried? How many of us are really concerned? And if we are worried and concerned, then what are we concerned about? What is the real worry? What is the real cry in the heart? A few years ago, as Ubaydullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of our elders, he was giving a talk to the Muqeemeen in Raiwin Markaz. And he mentioned one incident to them. He said that on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali for 3 nights couldn't sleep. He was walking up and down, pacing up and down. So his wife came to him and she asked him that, Hazrat, why can't you sleep? What has happened? He told her that if I had to explain to you the reality of why I can't sleep, then there would be two people who can't sleep. And on this, Hazrat Maulana Ubaidullah mentioned, he said, Hamara iman, hamara aqeedah ye hai ke Mauli Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi nabi nahi the. Sahabi bhi nahi the, tabi'i bhi nahi the, tabi tabi bhi nahi the. Zyada se zyada hum yeh keh sakte ke 14th sadi ke ek nek musliman the. He says it is our iman, our aqeedah, that Mauli Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi was not a nabi. He was not a sahabi, he was not a tabi, he was not even a tabi tabi. The most we can say was that he was a pious Muslim of the 14th century of Islam. And then he said, agar ek 14th sadi ke nek musalman ke dil ke andar ummat ke itne fikr ho sakte ke teen raat musalsal unko neend na aa jaye to andaaza kar le ke huzur pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke dil ke andar ummat ke kitne fikr the. That even the heart of a pious Muslim of the 14th century of Islam, there could be so much of fikr and so much of concern and worry for the ummah that for 3 nights he couldn't sleep. Then what must have been the level of fikr and concern and worry for the ummah in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When we speak of Laylatul Fikr, when we speak of fikr, when we speak of gatherings of fikr, whose fikr are we talking about? Where is the nisbat of this fikr, the link of this fikr? And we have to ask ourselves, my respected brothers, that how much of that fikr is there in us? That is why our elders say, be fikri dai ke mot hai. That once the fikr comes out, once the real concern and worry has to come out, they say that is the death of a da'i. Because then the amal may be taking place, but the life, the jaan, the essence of the amal will no longer be there. We are an ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for a purpose. Allah has created us for an object. And if you look generally the length and the breadth of the earth today, to a very large extent, humanity has lost sight of the purpose of its creation. Yabna Adam, khalaqtul ashya'a li ajlik, wa khalaqtuka li ajli, فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكَ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O Ibn Adam, I have created things for you. This entire world. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, this entire earth was created for you. I have created things for you. وَخَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. But I have created you for me. There is no created entity. Once this insan or human being acquires it, that he can ever make this claim that now I am successful, I have fulfilled the purpose of my life. If one person, one individual, becomes the owner of the entire earth and its contents, what is the reality of what he has obtained? The reality of what he has obtained, according to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he has not acquired even the wing of one mosquito. There is no created entity in the heavens and the earth acquiring which will fulfill the object and purpose of the creation of this insan. Allah says, خَلَقْتُكَ لِأَجْلِي. You were created for me. You were not created for the temporary and paltry returns of this world. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. So do not become so involved and immersed in the pursuit of that which you were created for. Do not become so involved in it that it makes you ghafil and negligent of that Allah for whom you were created. Everything around us, the glitter and glamour of this world is a test. That what direction is the heart of this insan going? Is it going towards that or is it going towards Allah? Our elders say, in the heart of every human being, Allah has created an eye of nur, an eye of light. And they say every time that you look upon the creation, every time something appeals to you, something impresses you, something draws you towards it, if that gaze does not take you to Allah, if that which has impressed you does not direct you towards Allah's greatness, they say that light, that eye of light has been destroyed. That heart is full of zulmat and darkness. And they say, what is the ilaj for that? What is the cure for that? That you become so impressed by the makhluk that you become ghafil of Allah. They say, whatever has impressed you, no matter how mighty or how powerful, or how wealthy, or how attractive it may seem, ponder and reflect over its inception and its eventual ending. Minha khalaqnakum, wa fiha nu'idukum, wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra, that it was sand once and it will become sand again. Everything. Kullu man alayha fan, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajha. كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. Everything is temporary, everything will be destroyed. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. One Allah will remain. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the object. Allah has to become the direction. عَبْدِي أُطْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي إِنْ وَجَدْتَنِي وَجَدْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَإِنْ فُتَّنِي فَاتَكَ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ وَأَنَا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, O my slave, Abdi utlubni, search for me. Search for your Allah. Recognize your Allah. Utlubni. Tajidni, you will find me. You will find your Allah. In wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. If you have found Allah, you have found everything. If your purpose, if your existence in this world is motivated by Allah, if you have Allah in front of you, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ, the greatest thing is the pleasure of Allah. Unfortunately, coming back to what we were saying earlier, my respected brothers, to a very large extent, majority of humanity has lost sight of this. We are no longer living with this goal and object that I have to please Allah. We have made other things our goal. We have erected idols, idols of shops, idols of jobs, idols of degrees, idols of science and technology, idols of governments and systems of this world. And even though our head may be in sajda, even though the head may be in sajda, the heart is still making sajda in front of these things. So that the head is on the ground, the tongue is moving, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, glory be to Allah who is the highest. Yet not for one second is this heart beating with the love of Allah. One of the most fearsome verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That which is in your heart, we will take it out. That what was this heart beating with? Whose love? Whose yaqeen? Whose conviction was in this heart? Allah Ta'ala says, that we will take out. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, late one night, he goes for tawaf in the darkness. He hears one young girl She is lamenting, أَبَلْ حُبُّ أَنْ يَخْفَى وَكَمْ قَدْ كَتَمْتُهُ فَأَصْبَحَ عِنْدِي قَدْ أَنَاخَ وَتَنَّبَى إِذَا اشْتَدَّ شَوْقِي هَامَ قَلْبِي بِذِكْرِهِ وَإِنْ رُمْتُ قُرْبًا مِنْ حَبِيبِي تَقَرَّبَى يَبْدُو فَأَفْنَى ثُمَّ أَحْيَى لَهُ بِهِ وَيُسْعِدُنِي حَتَّى أَلَذَّ وَأَطْرَبَى. She says, I pushed it away. I tried to conceal it. I held it back. I locked it up. But my love for him continued to burst forth. Like a dam, it burst its wall and it sprung forth. When I perceive his greatness, then I come alive. And when I cannot find him, it is as if I have died. Finally, he reveals himself to me. And then I am given life again. That is the crux of what she said. Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi, arif billah like him. He failed to understand the purport of what she was saying. So he cautioned her and he said, fear Allah. Fear Allah, what are you saying? What was her response? Lawlat tuqa lam tarani ahjuru an tibil wasani. An tibil watani inna tuqa kama tara sharradani an tibil wasani. She said, O Junaid, if I did not fear him, I would not have left my warm bed. It is his love, it is his taqwa, it is his ta'alluq that has caused me to be making tawaf in the dead of night. When he hears this, then he realizes that he had erred, he had misunderstood what she was saying. And then she asked him, tell me, Junaid, what are you making tawaf of? He said, I'm making tawaf of Baytullah. She looks to the heavens and she says, oh my Allah, kitne pagal hai tere bande ke tujhko chor kar pattaro ke tawaf kar rahe. That how foolish your slaves are, that they have left you and are making tawaf of stones. If their love had been sincere for you, they would have become oblivious of themselves. When he hears this, he falls down unconscious. When he regains consciousness, she is no longer there. وَحُسِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala says, we will reveal that which is inside your heart. What yaqeen, what conviction, what reliance, what dependence, what trust was in this heart. اُتْلُبْنِي تَجِدْنِي. Search for me, you will find me. In wajadtani wajadta kulla shay, if you have found Allah, you have found everything. This ummat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala says, huwajtabakum, Allah chose you. This is not an ordinary ummat. Musa alayhi salam, kalimullah. When he sees the resplendent manner in which Allah Ta'ala blessed his ummah, the Bani Israel. When they were in the desert, 40 years, Allah Ta'ala sustained them directly from his treasures. There was no occupation, there was no industry. Man and salwa from Jannat would come down to this earth for them. When the sun would rise, the desert is synonymous with heat. So to protect this ummah, there would be cloud cover for the entire day. So having witnessed the resplendent manner in which Allah had favored and blessed his ummah, Musa alayhi salam addressed Allah, هَلْ مِنَ الْأُمَمْ أَفْضَلُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَلَّلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْغَمَامِ وَأَنْزَلْتَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَنَّ وَالسَّلْوَى. Then, O my Allah, tell me, is there any other ummah that is more virtuous, that is more dignified in your eyes than this ummah of mine? You gave them cloud cover. You protected them from the rays of the sun. You sent down man and salwa from Jannat to this earth for them. Is there any other ummah that is more virtuous? Allah Ta'ala addresses him, Ya Musa, Ama Alimta, Anna Fadla Ummati Ahmad, ala sa'iril umam ka fadli ala khalqi. In order to appreciate the veracity of this response, understand it by way of example. If you ask even a person with minimal intelligence or minimal intellect, can you compare Khaliq with Makhluq? Can you compare the Creator with the created? Even a person of minimal intellect will tell you that to even endeavor such a comparison is foolishness. How can you possibly compare Khaliq with Makhluq, Creator with the created? Allah Ta'ala is saying to Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, just as it is impossible to compare me with my creation, in exactly the same manner, it is impossible to compare any other ummah with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such an ummah. وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّةٌ مَرْحُومًا. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this is that ummah upon which the selected and special mercies of Allah are descending. Huwajtabakum. When it comes to Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Allah chose for nubuwat whomsoever He wanted. In other words, the position of nubuwat is not an acquired position. It is ijtiba, selection from Allah. In exactly the same way, the black, white, rich, poor, educated, uneducated, male, female of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was chosen and selected by Allah. It is not a biological coincidence that has brought us in this ummah. One of our elders gives the analogy example. He says it is as if, like someone goes to the marketplace, he wants to buy some apples, barrel of apples in front of him. He'll choose those that look sweet, those that look luscious, those that look attractive, those that are red. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah, but for our understanding, as if in عَلَمِ arwah the souls of humanity were there, and Allah Ta'ala hand-picked this one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one for the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this one for the ummah of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huwajtabakum, Allah chose you for what? What is the purpose? What is the object? What is the basis of the dignity and honor and status and nobility of this ummah? Unfortunately, of that, majority of us have become oblivious. When it comes to the dunya, the apparent tangible entities of this world, they Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ غَافُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They even a little child will understand the intricacies of the stock exchange. The latest techno gadgets that will seem strange even to adults, little children understand. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Even the minor and insignificant things of this world we understand. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. If we are ghafil, it is of akhirat. If we are ghafil, it is of our purpose, our object. Who we are and why Allah has created us. What is the basis of distinction? What is the basis of dignity? What is the basis of honor? What is the basis that characterizes this ummah from every other ummah? Allah doesn't have rishta or link or lineage with anyone. Several thousand years before this ummah could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala addressed Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, Inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha wa sanantu alayhim as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya wa iftaradtu alayhim al-fara'id allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya O Dawood, I gave fazilat, I gave dignity, I gave status, I gave nobility, I gave honor to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam over every other ummah. I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. What was the sunnat of anbiya? Allah is telling Dawud alayhi salam, this ummah was selected for that. That for which anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam's bodies were cut into two pieces. That for which their flesh was separated from their bodies. That for which they underwent hardship, untold difficulty, untold persecution, untold sacrifice. That for which throughout the ages, the most honored of Allah Ta'ala's creation underwent such difficulty and hardship that it boggles the mind. Allah Ta'ala is telling Dawud alayhi salam, for that same sunnah, for that same fariza, for that same mission, for that same objective, I chose and selected the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is not an ordinary ummah. أوحى الله تعالى إلى موسى نبي بني إسرائيل أن في أمة محمد لرجال يقومون على كل شرف وواد ينادون بشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله. Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Bani Israel, that in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam there will be men. You will find them on every high ground, every low ground, every street, every alley, every gully, throughout the entire earth. What will they be doing? What will they be doing? Yunaduna bi shahadati Allah ilaha illallah. They will be announcing to humanity the greatness of Allah, the wahdaniyat of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah. They will be raising the name of Allah in every gully, every alley, every street, every town, every locality of this entire earth. فَجَزَاؤُهُمْ جَزَاؤُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Allah says, I will reward them like the anbiya will be rewarded. Dawud alayhi salam is told, I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of anbiya. And if they will fulfill this, Hatta يَأْتُونِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَنُورُهُمْ مِثْلُ نُورِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. I will bring them before me on the day of judgment with such nur like the nur of anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This is not an ordinary ummah. Rib'i bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah fill his qabr with nur, that solitary sahabi with his broken sword, pulling his donkey behind him, dragging his broken sword on the ground, he rents the plush carpet of the court of Rustam, flanked on either side by the sentries of Rustam. One solitary individual, fearless, he walks right up to Rustam. And then the words that he uttered can be written down in gold for this ummah till Qiyamah. That the mission, purpose and object of this ummah is outlined so that no one has any excuse. No one can say, I didn't know, I didn't understand. He addresses Rustam, Ma jina ilaykum. O Rustam, we haven't come. It is no personal motivation. It is no personal objective. There was no worldly desire that caused us to leave Medina Munawwara, that caused us to make our wives widows and our children orphans. We don't want your throne. We don't want your land. We don't want your wealth. We don't want your worldly possession. In fact, Allah made this the shiar of this ummah. The first step of the effort of this ummah was disinclination from this dunya. That is the criteria of this effort. When Allah Ta'ala said, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Allah said, Jannat, Akhirat, we made it for those who do not want the positions of this world. We made it for those who do not desire the conquest and victory of this world. نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَا جِئْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ رُسْتًا We haven't come. Allahu ibta'athana إِلَيْكُمْ Allah has sent us to you. نَحْنُ مَبْعُوثُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ We have been sent, selected, chosen by Allah. For what? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَتِهَا وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ Rustam, we haven't come. Allah has sent us. For what? To take this entire humanity out of the slavery, out of the bondsmanship of the created entities, لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ and introduce them to the slavery, introduce them to the abdiyat, introduce them to the bondsmanship of the creator of every created entity. Break down the idols of shop, of job, of degree, of dollars, of rands, of oil, of platinum, of iron ore. Break down the idols of the ghayr of Allah from this heart. Rustam is saying, Bibi ibn Amir is saying to Rustam, Allah sent us for this. That every ghayr, every entity besides Allah, the dependence, reliance and trust of it has to come out of the heart. This is where iman starts. This is where dawah starts. Allah begins His kitab, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَاب, لَا رَيْبَ فِي This is the book, in it is no doubt, هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ It is hidayat, it is guidance for those with taqwa. Where does iman start? Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Whether it is the rivers, whether it is the sea, whether it is the multitudes of creation that are contained in the seas, in the oceans. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of the water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the human beings on the surface of the earth. 6 billion organisms Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water. Whether it is the creation of the oceans, whether it is the land, whether it is the trees, whether it is the jungles, whether it is insan, whether it is jinnat, whether it is the birds, whether it is the insects, whether it is the lion, whether it is the sheep, cheetah, whether it is the wolf, whether it is the shepherd, whether it is the wolf, whether it is the fox. Move upwards. Whether it is the sky, whether it is the sun, whether it is the moon, whether it is the comets, whether it is the asteroids. Move even higher. Whether it is the first heaven, malaika of the first heaven, second heaven, malaika of the second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. Whether it is the sea above that, the wave of which, of one wave of which, according to the riwayat, is so huge that it will swallow the 7 heavens and the 7 earths. Whether it is right up till the arsh of Allah, farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, where does iman start? Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb, that farsh se lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing moves, nothing stops moving, illallah, except with the permission, qudrat, irada, and will of one Allah. Iman starts here, hidayat starts here, fa'lam, this was the da'wat of every Nabi of Allah, fa'lam, annahu la ilaha illallah, know and understand that it is only Allah. Again and again, Quran calls out, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومُ قُلْ إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَاعْبُدْنِي وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah calls out, La ilaha illahu, La ilaha illahu, it is only one Allah, it is only one Allah, it is only one Allah. This La, the sword of La, has to slash away at everything in existence. The mountain is not the mountain, La. The sea is not the sea, La. Armies are not armies, La. Technology is not technology, La. Governments are not governments, La. Jibreel is not Jibreel, La. Mikael is not Mikael, La. Israfil is not Israfil, La. Israel is not Israel, La. From wherever, however, in whatever shape, in whatever form, in whatever direction, La, La, La. It is not happening from there. Jo La kaha, wo La hua, wo La bi usme La hua, juz La hua, kul La hua. Phir kya hua? Allah hua. Allah hua. Allah hua. This La, the sword of La, has to slash away at everything in existence. Then only the azmat, then only the noor, then only the taluk, then only the love of Allah will enter this heart. Ulama say, haramun ala qalb, haramun ala qalb, an yadkhulahu an-noor wa fihi shay'un mimma yakrahuhu Allah. It is haram, it is impossible that the nur of Allah's ma'rifat, the nur of Allah's love will enter that heart in which there is the ghayr of Allah. مَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِرَجُلٍ مِّن قَلْبَيْنِ فِي جَوْفِ. Allah has not given two hearts to one person. Either that one heart will either contain Allah or it will contain the ghayr of Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the primary effort. This was the starting point. This was the day. This was the night. Quran, Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi, Allah Ta'ala openly elucidates. Allah Ta'ala openly explains, illustrates the da'wat of that Nabi, Nuh alayhi salam. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أَعْلَنْتُ لَهُمْ وَأَسْرَرْتُ لَهُمْ إِسْرَارًا فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَرْجُونَ لِلَّهِ وَقَارًا وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. O my Rabb, I gave da'wah to my people. I call my people to your greatness. Laylo wa nahara. Literally translated, it means day and night. Mufassirin explain, what does it really mean? Mera aur koi mashghala hi nahi tha. There was nothing else I did. I had no other occupation. How long? Not 40 days. Not 4 months. Like very often they say, where this 40 days and 4 months comes from? What's the dalil? There's no hadith in Bukhari and Tirmidhi and Muslim Sharif. So it must be bid'ah. Na'uzubillah. Mawlana Ubaidullah rahmatullah used to say, if you want to make amal on Quran, there is no 40 days and 4 months in the Quran. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. Allah Ta'ala says, we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people and he invited them for 950 years. Quran does not speak of 40 days and 4 months. 950 years, layla wa nahara. Layla wa nahara, day in, day out, night in, night out. Nabi upon Nabi. Allah Ta'ala illustrates, clearly opens up before this ummah the da'wat of that Nabi, the effort of that Nabi, the qurbani of that Nabi. 6,666 verses approximately of the Quran. 500 pertain to ahkamat or injunctions of shariat. What is the rest of Quran? More than two-thirds of the Quran. More than two-thirds of the Quran. Jannat, Jahannam, Qabr, Akhirat. Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's sifat, Allah's attributes, Allah's takhliq. In the entire Quran, you will not find mention or detail of the salah of any Nabi, of the zakat of any Nabi, of the fasting of any Nabi, of the hajj of any Nabi. Quran is full of what? Of the da'wat of that Nabi, of the effort of that Nabi, of the concern of that Nabi, of the cry of that Nabi, of the mission of that Nabi. Ulama say that if you will turn our back on da'wat, if you will turn our back on this responsibility or even the ihsas or perception of it, we have failed to make amal on more than two-thirds of the Quran. That ummah which has turned its back on more than two-thirds of the Quran, what hope can there be for salvation? How can the system of, what else can happen but that the system of this world will turn against such an ummah? This is not an ordinary ummah. We are that ummah that has been sent, selected, chosen by Allah. Our day has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our night has to become his night. Our fikr, our cry, our concern has to become that of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ. We have been sent. Take this entire creation out of the servitude of the created entities. Introduce them to Allah. Call out to this entire humanity. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. How long are you going to run away from Allah? How long are you going to turn your back on your Allah? How long are you going to defy and deny the existence of your Allah? Does not everything around you, every breath of air, this human being in a 24-hour daily cycle breathes in and out 20,000 times. Subconsciously in and out, breathing in and out 20,000 times. Each human being consumes 8,000 liters of oxygen. What is his contribution? He takes in oxygen which is pure and he gives out carbon dioxide which is poison. Take something pure, return something poisonous, impure. Yet the level of oxygen centuries have passed in the atmosphere remains 21%. Allah has put the leaves of the trees in the servitude of this insan, in the service of this insan to produce the oxygen. If that level had to go up 2%, 23%, it is said the number of accidental fires will increase 700 times. 2 more percent to 25%. Besides the North Pole and the South Pole, everything in between will be burned to ashes. There's no funnel, no regulator, no pipe. How is it that the level remains constant? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. How many countless systems Allah has put into place for the preservation of this insan. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your zikr didn't take place. You were a non-entity. You did not exist. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you. We gave you wujud. We brought you into existence from what? Min nutfatin amshaj. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, min ma'in dafiq. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, min ma'in mahin. From a drop of worthless fluid. What at one time was a drop of sperm, not even visible to the human eye. You need a microscope to see it. Milab of man and woman takes place, fertilization occurs, this development starts, not in some laboratory, not in some conducive circumstance or surrounding with the correct lighting and the correct air and the correct atmosphere. No. Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Fi dhulumatin thalath, in three layers of darkness. Three layers of darkness. How many millions of women at any given time are pregnant? In how many wombs are the fetuses developing? Leave women, what about the she camels, the she goats, the she lions, the she leopards, the female of countless animals, more than the animals on the land, the fishes in the sea. How many females at any given time the development of fetus is taking place? Allah is exhibiting His takhliq, that Khaliq is Allah, Bari is Allah, Musawwir is Allah. What is the margin for error? What is the margin? What is the allowance for error? Scientists estimate that if an error has to occur in the development of this fetus, to what extent? They say if you take a second, 1 second, divide it into 100 million parts. They say to that extent, if an error has to occur, then the eyeballs, instead of on the face, will end up underneath the feet. Allah from above, Allah exhibits His qudrat and His power. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah does not forget anything. لَا يَظِلُّ رَبِّي. Allah doesn't make mistakes. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah is not negligent of any of His creation at any given time. لَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِمْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ. Not one atom or even smaller than that is concealed from Allah at any given moment. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. Allah does not say لَا يَنَامُ. Allah does not sleep. Allah says لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ. There is no question of sleeping. There is no question of dozing off. لَا يَعُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا. The protection of the heavens and earth does not tire Allah. لَا يُشْغِلُهُ عَظِيمُ سُلْطَانِهِ مِنْ صَغِيرِ سُلْطَانِهِ. In protecting and illustrating His qudrat and His power, and in developing the huge creation, He does not become ghafil or negligent of the smaller creations. That Allah who is controlling Jibreel is the same Allah that is creating the ant. That Allah who is controlling the raging hurricane is the same Allah that is controlling the air from your fan. That Allah who is controlling the rising waves of the ocean is the same Allah that is controlling the ripple in your stream. In looking after the huge creations, Allah does not become ghafil of the tiny and the small creation. Nothing concealed, nothing. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does not Allah know every one of His creation? وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every mosquito, every ant, every insect, the number is recorded. Nothing concealed from Allah. No margin for error, no margin for error. Allah says, insan, ponder, reflect. Where did you come from? Where did you emanate from? Just this respiratory cycle, leave everything else. They said the lung of this human being contains 150 million air sacs, each human being. 150 million air sacs, 10,000 liters of blood are transported through 50 billion tubes. Where did this knowledge come from? Who taught that little child or its mother, in whose womb the child was being developed, that to purify your blood you need to give it a bath in oxygen? Inwardly, the system put into place to transport 10,000 liters of blood, a relentless cycle every day, to give it a bath in oxygen, 150 million air sacs. Outwardly, the level of oxygen regulated in the atmosphere without any valves, without any funnels, without any pipes. So that with every breath of air, every ah, every sigh, each time you breathe in and out, that breath of air is announcing to you, La ilaha illallah. Every breath of air is the deen of Allah. Everything around us, everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbahu fi zujaja. Al zujajatu ka annaha kawkabun durri. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. La sharqiyya wala gharbiyya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi. Walau lam tamsashu nar. Nurun ala nur. Nurun ala nur. Yahdillah linurihi man yasha. Allah is the nur, Allah is the light, Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. Everything is shining with the nur of Allah. This is a fallacy. This is a lie purported by the agents of batil and by the agents of ignorance and deviation. That if you don't have a university degree or you don't have a PhD, you are jahil and ignorant. What has that got to do with jahalat and ignorance? Allah's qasam, Allah's qasam, wallah, the most jahil and the most ignorant and the most backward nation of this earth is that nation which is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Look at the manner in which Quran calls out, قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Look at the manner in which Allah calls out. That uloom and that knowledge which will take away from the wahdaniyat of Allah, from the qudrat of Allah, from the kibriyai of Allah, from the oneness of Allah, that is jahalat. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. More jahil than that nation that hears the azan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that call fails to cause this person to walk to the masjid. That is jahalat. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah, jahalat of Quran, jahalat of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not having a PhD or not having a university degree is not jahalat. He who saw the eagle perched on the top of the mountain with its razor sharp eyesight, observing the ripple in the stream before and then swooping down with its claws clutched, with its eyes trained on its prey, with the fluidity, observe the fluidity of motion of its wings. Saw the manner in which the laws of gravity were defied. Saw the speed with which it came down to clutch its prey and then rise up again. He who saw the cheetah running towards its prey in the open field, observed the beauty of its architecture, observed the fluidity of its motion. Observe the manner in which it cut through the air as it proceeded towards its prey. He who saw the stream coming down the mountain, cutting through the rock with that melodious sound as it gushes towards the earth. He who saw the snow-capped mountain peak. He who saw the lush field. He who saw the countless myriad colors on the wing of the butterfly. He who saw the rising of the sun. Observe the twinkling of its rays. Saw the manner in which the earth lit up. He who observed the dew that formed like little diamonds and pearls on the leaf in the early morning. He who heard the thunder, observed the lightning, and in all this failed to see the nur of Allah. More jahil, more ignorant than him, there is no one. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Everything around us is resplendent, is shining with the nur of Allah. Bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an ear that did not listen to that haram music. Bring a heart that was not immersed in the love of this dunya. And wallah, in everything around you, you will see the nur of Allah. In that pitter-patter of the rain droplets, you will hear La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In the thunder, you will hear La ilaha illallah. Everything around you is inviting you, is calling you, recognize your Allah.
From inside this soul, this ruh, Allah's Rasul said, "Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitra." Allah intrinsically has instilled in the soul of every human being throughout the entire earth the talab and the desire to search for Allah. This heart is crying out for Allah. Everything around you is inviting you towards Allah. This inner restlessness, this inner bechaini, humanity is caught up in this. From inside, they are restless, they are crying out, that ruh is calling out. And this insan tries to appease that thirst, that fire that is raging in his heart or in his chest. He tries to appease it with the fast cars of this world. Tries to appease it with the women of this world. Tries to appease it with the haram music of this world. Tries to appease it with the wealth and the glitter and the glamour of this world. Tries to appease it with the haram liquor of this world. What we fail to realize, my respected brothers, that fire is not raging in the body. That restlessness does not emanate from the body of this person. The restlessness is from the ruh, from the soul, from the heart of this insan. Allah has placed it in the heart of every human being that this heart will call out for Allah. This ruh, this soul does not know women. It doesn't know liquor. It doesn't know fast cars. It doesn't know 5-star hotels. It doesn't know the latest techno gadgets. It doesn't know the glitter and glamour of this world. This ruh and this soul only knows Allah. Only understands the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The more we will try to appease that inner raging fire with the things of this world, it is like placing petrol over fire. The fire will increase. Man a'rada an dhikri wa man a'rada an dhikri fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka wa nahshuruhu yawm al-qiyamati a'ma. Allah says, when you will not heed our warning, when you will turn away from our invitation, fa inna lahu ma'ishatan dhanka, we will make your life in this world a straitened and a tight life. Ma'ishatan danka does not mean lack of wealth. Ma'ishatan danka means that inner chain and inner peace will be taken away. You will be restless. Inside, that thirst will be there. Nothing of this world will quench that thirst. Ma'ishatan danka, like a person takes a fake rose. He breathes in. Qiyamah will come, he will not get any fragrance. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. We will raise you on the day of judgment blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. They will say, "Oh Allah, oh my Rabb, why did you raise me blind? I could see in the world." كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah says, our signs came to you. Sanurihim, ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Dhalikum Allahu rabbukum al-haq wa bil-haq anzalna wa bil-haq nazal. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons, around you, within yourselves, until it will become apparent that there is only one haqiqi zaad, one reality, and that is Allah. As long as we will try to appease this inner restlessness with the haram of this world, with the music of this world, with the glitter and glamour of this world, with the shamelessness of this world, my respected brothers, if that peace, if that inner peace, if that contentment could be found in these things, then the Quran of my Allah will be lying. The Quran of my Allah will be lying, and wallah, Allah's qasam, the Quran does not lie. Quran calls out, Allah, Allah, listen, hearken, put up your ears, pay attention. Allah, bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the remembrance of Allah, only in the obedience of Allah, only in the ta'alluq of Allah, only in the love of Allah, tatma'innul qulub, will this heart ever find itminan and peace. This ummah was sent, selected, chosen by Allah to go person to person, town to town, village to village, locality to locality, calling one person to Allah, announcing to humanity, Fafirru ilallah, Fafirru ilallah, run back to your Allah. Run back to your Allah. This type of pukar, this type of call is only found two places in the Quran. Where Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan. Ya ayyuhal insan. There's no language in the world that can do justice to translating the shafqat, the love, the muhabbat that is contained in this expression. Ya ayyuhal insan. Ulama say, understand it by means of an analogy, like a beehive overfull, brimming over with honey. As the honey drips from the hive and strikes onto the earth, the sweetness that such an image forms in the mind or the heart of a person, they say to some extent will give you an idea of the sweetness and compassion contained in this expression. When Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has put you into a deception? What has put you into a doubt about your Rabb who is kareem? Alladhi khalaqak fasawwak fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. Who created you, perfected you, brought you into existence in perfect proportion. In that surah and that manner in which He chose for you. What has put you into a deception about your Allah? Your Allah is waiting for you. Utlubani, tajidani, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Allah says, search for me. Break down the idol of the ghair of Allah. Break down the reliance and trust of entities besides Allah. Utlubani, tajidani. Search for me, you will find me. If you have found your Allah, you have found everything. Adhkuruka wa tansani. Adhkuruka wa tansani. Wa astatiruka wa la takhshani. Allah says, I remember you. O Ibn Adam, O my banda, O my slave, I remember you. You forget me. I conceal your wrongs, you do not fear me. In dhakartani dhakartuk. In dhakartani dhakartuk. When you remember me, I remember you. Wa in nasitani dhakartuk. And when you forget me, I still remember you. Such a Kareem Rabb. Allah Himself makes pahal. Allah comes forward. Yabna Adam. Inni laka muhibbun. O my banda, O my slave, I love you. Inni laka muhibbun. Fabihaqqi alayka kunli muhibba. Now because of the haqq, because of the right that I have over you, what right doesn't Allah have over us? Every breath of air, each time we breathe in is the deen of Allah. Every glance of this eye is the deen and favor of Allah. Every sound that we hear is the deen and favor of Allah. Every beat of this heart is the deen and favor of Allah. فَبِحَقِّي عَلَيْكَ كُنْلِي مُحِبَّا. Now because of the haqq that I have over you, you also love me. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Look at the man again and again in Quran. Allah says it is already Allah's intention to forgive you. Allah is waiting for you. Allah is waiting for you. The greatest sinner in the dead of the night says, Ya Allah, once. 70 times Allah responds, Labbaik, Labbaik, Labbaik. I am present, my slave. I am present. What is it that you want? The more he will call out, Ya Allah, he will get tired of calling out, Ya Allah. Allah will not get tired of responding to him. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي قَرَ عَلَىٰ بَابِي فَلَنْ أَفْتَحْلَىٰ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَنْ أُلَبِّهِ. Allah calls out, who is there that knocked at my door and the door was not open for him? Who is there that called out to his Allah and Allah did not respond to him? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ يَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah stretches out the hand of His mercy at night so that the sinner of the day can be forgiven. Allah stretches out the hand of His mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night can be forgiven. أَكْلَأُهُمْ فِي مَضَاجِعِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْسُونِي Allah says, I give you sleep at night in such comfort. Your whole day was spent in my disobedience. Yet I give you sleep at night as if you did not disobey me. Such an Allah, such a Kareem Allah. Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Look at the manner in which Quran calls out, Anna tu'fakun, Anna yu'fakun, Anna tusrafun, Anna yusrafun, Balhum qawmi ya'dilun, Ta'ala Allah amma yushrikun, Qul hatu burhanakum, In kuntum sadiqeen, Alam tara, Alam yara. Where are you going? Who are you running? Why are you running away? In which direction are you going? Have you forgotten your Allah? Is there someone else that is sustaining you? Is there someone else that is providing for you? Is there someone else that is giving you air to breathe? A'ilahumma Allah. A'ilahumma Allah. A'ilahumma Allah. Is there another ilah besides your Allah? In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one elderly person in the dead of night in Jannatul Baqiyya, he's crying. What is he crying about? He had earned his living singing. When he would sing, people would give him a few coins. He had learned his living in Masiyat. Now he got old, his voice no longer there, croaking. Look at the type of tawbah he makes, not even sincere tawbah. Oh Allah, I used to earn with my singing, now I can't sing anymore. May Allah, you provide for me. That type of tawbah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sleeping, he sees a dream, a voice calls out to him, Umar, Umar, my slave is in need in Baqi, go to his assistance. Umar gets up, who is the slave of Allah? Umar has been ordered in the dead of night to go to his assistance. Umar goes into Baqi, as he goes towards that person, that elderly man, when he sees Umar coming, Umar's reputation was well known, Farooq, farraqa bayn al-haqq wal-batil. When he sees Umar, he's full of fear. Umar has found out upon me. I will be whipped. I will be punished. He starts running. Umar starts running behind him, shouting to him, stop running. Stop running. I have been sent. This person says, who sent you? Umar, who sent you? Umar responds, that Zat and that being whom you were calling out to, he sent me. Such an Allah. Such an Allah. Tirmizi Sharif Riwayat, Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, in the Bani Israel, there was one youngster. His name was Kifl, wealthy, yet a life of masiyat, a life of zina, a life of sharab, a life of every vice that was possible. On one occasion, he pays a woman 60 dinars. 60 dinars. If you have to try and calculate it in today's, I don't know, Canadian dollars, it makes probably over 100,000 Canadian dollars for one night with a woman. When he enters the room, she bursts into tears and she says, Kifl, I did not agree to spend this night with you because I am a woman of wrong or I am a woman of the marketplace, I am Sharif. Hunger, starvation, need drove me to accept whatever you were prepared to pay. When he hears this, this cry of this woman strikes the heart of Kifl. He says, my sister, keep the money. Keep the money. I will not cause you to make haram. And make dua for me. That same Kifl is so touched by the plea of this woman that he goes back to his house. Cries before Allah, makes tawbah to Allah, and goes to sleep. In that sleep, he passes away. That person whose reputation had been besmirched, that person whose reputation was such that possibly people would have refused to make his janazah salah. Possibly his body would have been flung in some rubbish heap. One night, one tawbah, one sincere call to Allah. Allah sends His angel, so that the next morning, in the satr of nur, in the pen of light, it is written on the door of kifr, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لِلْكِفْرِ, that Allah has made the maghfirat of kifr. Allah has made the maghfirat of kifr. Allah's mercy, Allah's shafqat, Allah's kindness, Allah's love, Allah's muhabbat is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to your Allah. Recognize your Allah. Immerse yourself in the love and the ma'rifat of Allah. Nabi upon Nabi, Nabi upon Nabi throughout the ages was sent for this. Finally, this chain of nubuwat culminated with the coming of the pride of humanity. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin min rijalikum walakin Rasulullah wa khataman nabiyyin wa kana Allahu bi kulli shay'in alima. Khatamun nabiyyin, Allah sent him as the seal of prophethood. Previous Anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam was sent to one people, one qawm, one nation, one tribe, one language, one locality. لِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَاد وَإِمْ مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٍ. Allah says, every nation one warner, every nation one warner, every people one hadi, one guide, one rahbar, one nabi. Nabi came, nabi left this world. Every nabi, when he left this world, there was this consolation in his heart, that after me another Nabi will come. After me another Nabi will come. Finally, the pride of Allah's creation, that nubuwat which differed from every other nubuwat, that nubuwat which transcended the boundaries of race, of creed, of color, of nationality, that nubuwat which even transcended the boundaries of time. Tabarakalladhi nazzala al-furqana ala abdihi liyakuna lil-alamin nadhira. Alif lam ra, kitabun anzalnahu ilayk litukhrijan nas min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. Qul ya ayyuhan nas inni rasulullahi ilaykum jami'a. Alami nabi, not only insan. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Nabi of insan, Nabi of jinnat. Not only jinnat. Allah made him Nabi of even the inanimate objects. When he is injured in Uhud, he leans against the mountain. Sahaba say, as he leaned against the rock became a cushion. That section which his Mubarak back was touching. Ali radiallahu anhu says, I walked with him. مَسْتَقْبَلَهُ حَجَرْ وَلَا شَجَرْ وَلَا مَدَرْ إِلَّا قَالَ أَسَّلَاتُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. We didn't pass by a stone heap. We didn't pass by a tree. We didn't pass by a lump of clay, except that it addressed him and said, peace and salutations be upon you, O the Rasul of Allah. Nabi of Nabatat, Nabi of Jamadat. Allah made him Nabi of the vegetation. Allah made him Nabi of the trees. One Bedouin, Allah's Rasul says, accept Iman. He says, I will not accept. Nabi says to him, if that branch, pointing to the branch on a tree, on a date tree right on top, if that branch brings Iman on me, will you bring Iman? The Bedouin says, yes. Allah's Rasul points to that branch. The branch breaks off. Doesn't fall down, but it comes down like a person comes down, climbs down from the tree, then reaches the ground, walks up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses it, man ana, who am I? anta rasulu rabbil alameen. Man ana, anta rasulu rabbil alameen. Man ana, anta rasulu rabbil alameen. You are the rasul of rabbul alameen. Three times. Then he says to this Bedouin, now will you bring iman? He says, yes. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructs the branch to grow back. The branch walks back, climbs up the tree, connects itself as if it had not been cut off. Nabi of Jamadat, Nabi of the insects, Nabi of the birds, Nabi of the animals, even Nabi of Anbiya. Ana Nabiyul Anbiya. No other Nabi said this besides Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I am the Nabi of Anbiya alayhi wasallatu wasallam. Allah made him Nabi of animals. One shepherd looking after his sheep. The wolf tries to attack. The shepherd repels the wolf. The wolf speaks to the shepherd, ittaqillah, hulta baini wa baina rizqi. Fear Allah, you have become an obstacle between me and my rizq. The shepherd is shocked. Al-dhib yatakallam bi kalam al-ins, ajaban lidhalik. A wolf speaking like a human being, how strange. A wolf speaking like a human being, how strange. That wolf responds, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ أَعْجَبَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Should I not show you something that is even more strange? He says, what? He says, you, أَنْتَ أَعْجَبُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. You are more strange. You are more astonishing. You are more surprising. He says, what do you mean? He says, behind this mountain, the greatest Nabi that ever set foot on this earth, Allah has already sent him. The hoors of Jannat are looking down and aspiring at his companions who are striving in his way. And you are busy with sheep. You are more surprising. The shepherd says, if I go to that Nabi, who will look after my sheep? The wolf says, go to him and bring iman on him. I will look after your sheep. The shepherd goes and brings iman on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to that shepherd, when you go back, you will find your sheep unharmed. Allah made him Nabi of the animals. Allah Ta'ala made him Nabi of trees. Allah made him Nabi. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. عَالَمِ نَبِي. What was the requirement of that? أَذَا أَنْبِيَا, one nation, one qawm, limited period of time. What was the logical requirement of that? The period of his nubuwwat, the scope of his nubuwwat demanded logically that he should have had the lifespan of Nuh alayhi salam. He should have had the wealth of Zulqarnain. He should have had the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Yet what was the reality? Wulida yateeman. Wulida yateeman. وَعَاشَ فَقِيرًا وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. Tariq bears witness, وُلِدَ يَتِيمًا. Forget the kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. His father passes away before his birth. He is born an orphan. عَاشَ فَقِيرًا. Forget the wealth of Zulqarnain. He lives the life of a faqir. وَمَاتَ مِسْكِينَا. And he passes away from this world a miskeen. Ulama say, what is a faqir? They say, that person who has sufficient in his house till the nightfall, that is a faqir. What is a miskeen? That person who has nothing. And Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes parda from this world. His shield is left with a Yahudi as ransom. Because of some flour which was needed for the house for food. He didn't have time. He didn't have opportunity. He didn't have the means to free his own shield. And already he made parda from this world. Mata miskina sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything sacrificed. Everything given. One occasion he comes to the home of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha, is there any food? She says, Ya Rasulullah, there is no food. Normally when he would get this response, he would fast. But the hunger was too great. He says, Aisha, I'm going to the masjid. He goes to the masjid. Behind one pillar, 2 rakats of salah. Behind the next pillar, 2 rakats of salah. Behind the third pillar, 2 rakats of salah. In the interim, Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu comes to the home of Aisha. Where is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She says, there was no food. He went to the masjid to make salah, to ask from Allah. Usman bursts into tears. Why didn't he ask me? Why didn't he ask Abdurrahman bin Auf? Why didn't he ask Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas? Is not our wealth there for him? Sifat of a da'i. Sifat of a da'i. Wala tamnun tastakthir wali rabbika fasbir. Every Nabi of Allah, every da'i of Quran, ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, in ajri illa ala Allah, that I want nothing from the creation. I will not stretch my hand out to the creation, in ajri illa ala Allah, my ajr is from Allah. A da'i takes from Allah and gives to the creation, he does not take from the creation. Wealth was there, means was there, yet he did not reveal his condition to anyone. وَلَا تَمْنُن تَسْتَكْثِرُ. A da'i does not desire the things of this world. وَلِرَبِّكَ فَصْبِرُ. For Allah's sake he makes sabr. Usman, when he hears this, he rushes home, loads up 2 camels, then thinks to himself, this will still take time to prepare, let me take ready-made food also. He takes the ready-made food also, leaves it in the home of Aisha and goes away. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns. Aisha, did anything happen? She says, you went to talk to your Allah. You went to talk to your Allah. How is it possible that nothing would have happened? Allah has made intizam. Aisha mentions that Osman had brought this. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks to the heavens. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. Oh Allah, I am happy with Osman. You also become happy with him. 3 times he makes this dua. Everything given, wulida yateeman, aasha faqeeran, the life of faqr, a life of difficulty, a life of persecution, a life of hardship, qurbani upon qurbani, sacrifice upon sacrifice, everything was placed on the mantle of the hidayat of this ummah, of the hidayat of humanity, for this ummah to be saved from jahannam, for this ummah to go to jannah, for one person's salvation, for one person's akhirat, that legacy of rahmat and mercy that encapsulated the life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that no stone was left unturned. No matter what persecution was meted out, no matter what hardship was meted out, no matter what hunger he endured, he bore this. Qurbani was taken first from those who were near and beloved to him. In Uhud, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sahaba, where is Hamza? Where is my uncle? Finally, he comes upon the remains of his uncle. One is shahadat, one is martyrdom. The other is the manner in which the body of Hamza is disfigured. Ears cut off, nose cut off, chest ripped open, body parts removed. To talk is easy, but imagine one's own relative skeleted like how a fish is skeleted. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala eulogizes his occasion when he says, Bakat aini wa hukka laha bukaha wa ma yughni al-buka'u wal al-awilu ala asad al-ilahi ghadata qalu أحمزة ذاكم الرجل القتيل أصيب المسلمون به جميعا هناك وقد أصيب به الرسول عليه السلام ربي عليه السلام ربي في جنان يخالطها نعيم لا يزول. He says the tears are pouring down the cheeks, and why should it not be so? The lion of Allah, Hamza, The lion of Hamza, Hamza, the lion of Allah, Hamza, lies on the ground. This has hurt the believers. It has hurt the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamza, he addresses Hamza. May the salams of my Allah be upon you. May the salams of my Allah be upon you. For now you are in a jannat wherein you will experience ni'mat and bounties which will never ever come to an end. Sahaba say prior to this they had never heard Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying volubly. They say this was the first occasion that he cried and he could be heard crying. This was that, not just uncle. Abdul Muttalib took a new wife. Same day, he got his son Abdullah married to Amina. The day, 9 or 10 months later, around the same period, Hamza is born, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is born. They were uncle and nephew, but they were same age. They both drank milk from Suwayba, the slave girl of Abu Lahab. So they were uncle and nephew and they were foster brothers also. They grew up together. Sahaba say, he was hurt to such an extent that the janaza on that occasion, 70 of the Ansar had become shaheed. Each time the janaza of an Ansari would be read, the body of Hamza remained. Tariq and history, there was never an occasion where the janaza of any individual was performed 70 times. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the janaza of Hamza 70 times. Allah had to send Jibreel to console him that we have written on our arsh, Hamza to Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Hamza is the lion of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was the day of such carnage, such destruction, such loss. 70 of the Ansar of Medina had become shaheed. It was well known among Sahaba that the architect behind this carnage was none other than Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who noticed the unguarded mountain pass. Yet, five years later, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proceeds for Umratul Qadha. Khalid bin Walid, when he hears that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming to Makkah, he leaves Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 days, Umratul Qadha, when he enters Makkah, he meets Walid bin Walid, the brother of Khalid. First question, where is Khalid? Walid says, Khalid heard you were coming, he left Makkah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give Khalid this message, that it surprises me that a person of his intellect and intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Tell him that if he will come to us, he will see the manner in which we will honor him. When Khalid returns after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left Makkah and returned to Medina, Walid bin Walid delivers the message. From before already the seeds of Iman were there in the heart, now they become strong. Khalid determines to undertake the journey to Medina Munawwara to bring Iman. As he is proceeding towards Medina himself, he says every passing day, as Medina came closer and closer, the image and the scene of the scattered bodies of Sahaba of Uhud was in front of me. How much hurt, how much carnage, how much pain, how much difficulty, how much hardship had been heaped upon these people because of me. Khalid says, my trepidation increased with every passing day. That what will be the reaction? What will be the reception? How will they receive me? He says, till finally the day dawned, when I entered Medina Munawwara, to my utter consternation and surprise, he says, as I entered Medina, the doors of the homes of Medina were flung open. And from every direction, women, children, men of Medina started running towards me. Their faces were beaming with joy. Their faces were beaming with happiness. They were shouting out to me, Marhaba ya Khalid, Marhaba ya Khalid, Marhaba ya Khalid, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid, welcome O Khalid. One of our elders says it was as if Zuban-e Hal ke tor par, the widows of Medina were saying to him, Khalid, because of you I lost my husband. Because of you, my home was broken. That loss I am prepared to bear, but that you should go to Jahannam, that loss I will not bear. The yatim orphans of Medina were saying to him, because of you I lost the shadow of my father. Because of you I was subjected to a life of solitude. That loss I will bear, but that you should go to Jahannam, that loss I am not prepared to bear. Khalid says, I wish the ground would open up and swallow me in its depths. I could not bear to see the happiness on the faces of the people of Medina Munawwara. That seed was planted in the hearts of this ummah. That jazba of nubuwwat, that jazba and zeal of rahmat and mercy, where the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, his beloved daughter Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, innocent, helpless, pregnant woman, leaving Makkah Mukarrama, she is attacked by Habab bin Aswad. His dagger pierces her stomach. She loses her child, falls off the camel with the blood gushing out. Finally, when she reaches Medina Munawwara, 6 years, she suffers as a result of that wound. Until finally, 6 years later, she succumbs and she becomes shaheed. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, having witnessed 6 years of the suffering of his daughter, yet in Fateh Makkah, he takes the same Habab bin Aswad, holds him by his hand, takes him to the Multazam and says, Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. Ya Allah, give him hidayat also. This cry, this concern, this pain for humanity. Each person that would die on kufr, each person that would die away from Allah, it was as if he was seeing that person go to Jahannam. On one occasion he's sitting with Sahaba-i-Kiram, when janaza passes, Allah's Rasul starts crying. Sahaba say, Alasta Yahudiyan, O Nabi of Allah, is it not the janaza of a Jew? Is it not a Jew? What is the response? He says, Alaysat nafsun tafallatat minni, is it not another ummati of mine that I have lost? Is it not another person that will go to Jahannam forever and ever? Where is this cry? Where is this concern? Where is this fikr that has come out of the hearts of the ummah? Our elders, Hazrat Imam Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah, used to say, Aaj Musalmano ka rona. Aaj Muslim, used to say that today the Muslims are crying. This persecution, that loss, that difficulty, that hardship. He used to say, Musalmano ke liye rone wale bohot hai, lekin Islam ke liye rone wale koi nahi. He used to say, to cry for Muslims there are plenty, but to cry for Islam there is no one. Jab tak ke Musalmano ka rona Islam ke liye nahi hoga, unke rona Musalmano ke liye koi fayda nahi de. Until the tears of this ummah does not become for Islam, until the tears of this ummah is not there for that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam cried for, what was his day, what was his night, what was his fikr? Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha says, he got up in the dead of night. She says, he stood in tahajjud salah, the tears started pouring down. She says the tears filled his beard, till eventually, tup from his beard, the tears started dropping onto the ground. He cried incessantly. She says he repeated one verse of the Quran, In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. In tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim. O Allah, if you punish my ummah, they are only your slaves. And if you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. Muslim Sharif riwayat. She says, one night, in the dead of night, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hand. And he said, Ya Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah said to you, وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. He said, O my Allah, Ibrahim Khalilullah said to you, those who will follow me, they are from me. Those who will disobey me, you are Ghafoorur Rahim. If you won't forgive them, if you do not forgive them, you will take them to task. Then he said, Isa Ruhullah said to you, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh my Allah, if you punish them, they are your slaves. If you forgive them, you are mighty and wise. Still the meaning is this, that forgive them if you want, take them to task if you want, it is in your hands. Then he said, Oh my Allah, I do not say to you like Ibrahim Khalilullah said. And I do not say to you like Isa Ruhullah said, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. What did this mean? That, oh my Allah, forgive my Ummat. Forgive my Ummat. Forgive my Ummat. And if you don't want to forgive them, then to forgive them. She says he said this over and over and over and over again. Until Jibreel came down. Ya Rasulullah, what is making you cry like this? What is hurting you like this? What is worrying you like this? He said, Jibreel, the worry of my ummat is making me cry like this. The worry of my ummat is making me cry like this. Jibreel goes back to Allah. That Allah who sent him to make fikr. That Allah who sent him as a rahmat. That Allah who sent him to cry. What it is as if Allah is saying that, Oh my Nabi, I did not tell you to cry so much. I did not tell you to finish yourself like this. Verse upon verse in the Quran. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ إِن لَمْ يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِن لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا مَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِجَبَّارِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِوَكِيلِ لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِمُسَيْطِرِ وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ كُفْرُهُ وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah is saying, Oh my Nabi, listen your fikr. Listen your cry, listen your worry, or else you are going to destroy yourself. Jibreel comes back, Oh my Nabi, stop crying. Allah has sent me with a message, سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ سَنُرْضِيكَ فِي أُمَّتِكَ We will please you with regards to your ummat. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu used to say, La arda Muhammad, La arda Muhammad, wa wahidun min ummatihi fi nar. As long as one ummati is in Jahannam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never be pleased. Everything placed on the mantle of qurbani and sacrifice. Everything given for this ummah. Where is that worry? Where is that concern today? My respected brothers, one is that Rabiul Awwal of 14 centuries ago. One is that Rabiul Awwal of light, and today is the Rabiul Awwal of darkness. Today is the Rabiul Awwal of zulmat. Today is the Rabiul Awwal when the janaza of his sunnats are coming out of the homes. Today is the Rabiul Awwal when the Jahannam is burning in every direction. How many of the youth of the Ummah have already become the coals of Jahannam? How many of the young girls of the Ummah have already become the coals of Jahannam? Every Monday and Thursday when the Amal of the Ummah are presented, this 1 billion Ummah today is not the cheating, is not the lies, is not the deception, is not the riba of the men of this ummah, an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Madina Munawara. Is not the shamelessness of the mothers and daughters of this ummah, an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Madina Munawara. Is not the flagrant violation of the commands of Allah, of this youth of this ummah that have made their idols, that have made their examples, individual whose every day is in sharab and every night in zina, is that not an arrow that is being fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Madina Munawara? 1 billion arrows fired at that Mubarak Ruh in Madina Munawara, and still he is saying, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati, Oh my Allah, my ummah, Oh my Allah, my ummah, Oh my Allah, my ummah. He's saying it there on the day of Hashar, on the day of Hashar, yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi wa ummihi wa abi wa sahibatihi wa bani. That day when every human relationship will break down. Wife will not want to know husband. Daughter will not want to know parent. Mother will not want to know child. Every relationship will break down. Even there, one individual will still be saying, Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Rabbi Ummati Ummati. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Oh Allah my Ummat. Was there no one else? Was there no one else we could find to show our bewafai to? To show our lack of Loyalty to, where is the loyalty of this ummah today to that Mubarak Nabi? Where is the legacy of his rahmat and mercy for humanity? Where is the identity of this ummah today for that mission and task which he placed on the shoulders of his ummah, placed on the shoulders of his sahaba, through them the rest of the ummah, so that their graves, Makkah and Medina, who does not know the value of the salah in Makkah? Who does not know the value of the salah of Medina? Who does not know the love and attachment sahaba ikram had with these mubarak places? Yet is not, are not their graves scattered through the four corners of the world? Uqba bin Nafi', Algeria. Where is Najd, where he was born? And where is Algeria? Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zum'at al-Balawi, radiallahu anhuma in Tunis. Humama radiallahu anhu in Tustar. Bara bin Malik, radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Isfahan. Ma'ad, Amr bin Ma'ad. Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani. Amr bin Ma'ad al-Zabidi in Nihawin. Abdul Rahman bin Samura, Abu Rafi Ghifari radiallahu anhuma in Khurasan, northeastern Iran. Abu Talha Ansari, Abu Talha Ansari in Rome. Abu Ayyub Ansari in Istanbul. Fazal bin Abbas, Ahl Bayt, family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Syria. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Hims in Syria. Bilal Habshi, Muazzin Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is Medina? Where is that azan? And where is the qabal of Bilal in Damascus? Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu in Damascus. Shurahbil bin Hassana radiallahu anhu in Jordan. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala in Jordan. Ma'bad bin Abbas, Abdurrahman bin Abbas in Northern Africa. Muaz bin Jabal and his son on the banks of the river Jordan. Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu in Muta. Makkah and Medina put together only 10,000 graves of sahaba ikram. More than 90% of that majma that took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made their graves throughout the four corners of this world. So that till Qiyamat, those kubur are a living testimony, are a living and a shining call and pukar to this ummah that you were not sent to chase after this dunya. The worldly position and status of this world is not your object. You were sent to introduce one person to Allah, to the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You were sent, selected, chosen by Allah, like Rabi' ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said in the court of Rustam, we have been sent, Allah has sent us to take this creation out of the servitude of things, introduce them to the servitude of Allah, take them out of the tightness of this dunya, introduce them to its vastness, take them out of the injustice and oppression of every other way of life, introduce them to the justice of Islam. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. Allah has sent us with this deen to call one person to Allah. In the heart has to be the shafqat, the kindness, the love, the compassion of humanity that was there in the heart of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The day inna laka fin nahari sabhan tawila has to be a swim in the sea of humanity, and the night wadhkur isma rabbik wa tabattal ilayhi tabtila has to be crying on that musalla for our hidayat, the hidayat of our families, the hidayat of humanity. To learn this, my respected brothers, our elders are saying, if you haven't been, now is the time to make niyat and intention to go four months in the path of Allah, to learn our responsibility, to learn that lesson that we forgot, not only forgot that we forgot. And those who have given four months every year in the path of Allah, come my respected brothers, very very quickly let us stand up and give our names. Humble appeal we are making, my respected brothers, no one leave the gathering. This is the time to turn to Allah. This is the time to get ourselves accepted by Allah. It is not talks and bayans. This ummah has to come unto qurbani and sacrifice. Come my respected brothers. Who is ready, inshallah? Chalo bhai. Come my respected brothers. Now is the time to get ourselves accepted by Allah. Make niyat, mashallah. There's no obstacle. The only condition is the acceptance of Allah. We have to get ourselves accepted by Allah. The standing up is the first step. We are asking Allah to accept us. Come my respected brothers. Come, my respect. This is not the time for us to be sitting, my respect. The qazas are there. The whole world is waiting. Let us put our trust in Allah. Ask from Allah. Have the desire in the heart. Allah's deen is not cheap, my respected brothers. If we don't desire something, Allah is not going to give it to us. For hidayat, guidance, acceptance, the condition is talab and desire. izhar of that talab is by standing up and giving our names. Come and respect it. Our elders say that the desire to do good, or that inclination to do good that enters the heart, they say this is the guest of Allah. This is the guest of Allah. When somebody comes to your house as a mihman, as a guest, if you show him a rude face, slam the door in his face, then that person is never ever going to come back. But if you welcome the guest, make his ikram, then that person feels like coming again and again. Our elders say the inclination to go forward for the deen of Allah is a guest of Allah. Make its ikram. Make its istiqbal. Allah will give us, send guest upon guest to us. If you will slam the door in the face and not appreciate that guest which Allah has given us, then Allah protect us, my respected brothers, it may not come back again. So when this desire has entered the heart, we should spring up, give our names, inshallah. The one who will accept us is Allah. The one who will open the way is Allah. Circumstances may seem impossible, but for Allah, nothing is difficult. Come, my respected brothers. Come, my respected brothers. Day in the heart, few more minutes, inshallah. Let us give our names, mashallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma lakal hamdu kulluhu. Walakal shukru kulluhu. Walakal mulku kulluhu. Biyadikal khayru kulluhu. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وانزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله سبحانك ما أحلمك سبحانك ما أجودك سبحانك ما عبدناك حق عبادتك سبحانك ما عرفناك حق معرفتك كم من نعمة أنعمت بها علينا فقل لك بها شكرنا كم من بلية ابتليتنا بها فقل لك بها صبرنا يا من قل عند نعمته شكرنا فلم يحرمنا يا من قل عند بليته صبرنا فلم يخذلنا يا من رآنا على الخطايا فلم يفضحنا يا ذا المعروف الذي لا ينقضي أبدا يا إلهنا وخالقنا ورزق اجعلنا ممن يساقون إلى الجنة زمرا إلهنا إن كانت ذنوبنا كثيرة فإن رحمتك أعظم وأجل إلهنا عاملنا برحمتك فأنت أرحم الراحمين فأنت أجود الأجودين فأنت خير الغافرين إن مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا يا غفار الذنوب يا ستار العيوب اغفر لنا ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن سيئات أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدي أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المساكين ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك أنفه وفاضت لك عبرته اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني أستجب لكم اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ونعوذ بك من سخطك ونعوذ بك من عقابك ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما برحمتك ومنك وفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومطاعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله.